Ladies and gentlemen, after quite some doing, we are recording this podcast. It's a sad day. I don't have sad music, so I can't play it. But I know it's a sad day because we lost 26-21. Was the final score? Was that it?
29-27.
Jeez, I don't know. That's
score doesn't matter. We lost.
Well, yeah, I don't know. For whatever reason, that sticks in my head, and that's because they scored that touchdown. This was a very huge game, and for all the reasons that I usually say on this show, because all that matters is conference play. If you take a look at the league standings, we are on the bottom. It's us and Rice and UTEP. We're in their class, and that is where we're supposed to be. I knew La Tech was going to be good. If you read any of the season previews, you knew that they were going to be good. And lo and behold, they were good. You know, Aldo, you were there. You were live at Apogee Stadium. What were your impressions?
I thought that, you know, the offense started off hot right out the gate, but then we lost the game in the second quarter. I think that's where it was decided when La Tech held the ball for over 11 minutes, and North Texas only had it for 3-something. And to end the half, they had two lost fumbles, and a sack and a punt to end the half. So it could have been won. North Texas could have won this game. La Tech didn't seem that difficult of a team to beat. It was more of costly turnovers that ended the game in the second quarter and the offense going out of rhythm.
So, like, before the game, I had said something along the lines of, I think that North Texas offense is better than their defense, right? Just overall got more talent. The defense is a little bit better than their offense, and then our special teams is way better, right? These are the classic three phases of the game that South Latrell references every time. I think it's pretty clear to say that the special teams didn't win their battle. Two missed field goals and a muff punt, right? And I know there's a lot of different people involved there, but you can't let Amik Robertson block a game winner. And you can't miss a potential game winner early in the fourth. And we'll get to those in a second. And you definitely can't allow a muff punt inside the five that allows them to throw a little five-yard touchdown pass to put them ahead. That was the game. Those are the game-winning points there. Otherwise, the defense stopped them, right? Those are the only points Tech scored, I think. They scored one more.
Yeah, there were two touchdowns.
Yeah. But that one's the one that gave them the lead.
Go-ahead score.
Yeah. Here's the deal. North Texas didn't play bad for the whole game. And I think there's a lot in common this game had with the UTSA game from last season, where North Texas comes out super hot, maybe allows some scores that maybe shouldn't have, but overall is feeling good about things. All of a sudden goes cold in the second quarter. Third quarter comes back, scores. Fourth quarter wins it in that case. And this one, North Texas had a chance to win it. They had a whole scenario, stopped them on third and one. They're not feeling gutsy and trying to win the game, so they punt it. North Texas drives most of the way, has a shot at the game winning field goal, and is a lot of
gets blocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. For all intents and purposes, North Texas should have won this game. It's not that they squandered opportunities. It's just they didn't get opportunities. You know, especially I think the second quarter is, to me, is the key to this game. They didn't get the opportunity to go score points, and that's where it allowed La Tech to get back into the game when it was 21-0 or 21-3.
Yeah, 21-6.
21-6. You know, La Tech had 7 scoring opportunities, but they only got 2 touchdowns out of those scoring opportunities.
Yeah, so one, I think the offense had its opportunities. And go back to the three phases, I know a lot of people saying, I saw some people say, hey, the offense did enough to win. Well, no, they didn't. They didn't score touchdowns. Instead, they got field goals, or they didn't score, or they turned the ball over. And then somebody said, well, that turnover didn't lead directly to points. But, I mean, it was kind of a hockey assist to points. If you don't remember, North Texas driving, right? They needed a score. They hadn't moved the ball in a while. All of a sudden, big pass to Rico Bussey. And I'm going to talk about him because somebody else was talking to me yesterday at Eastside about him. So we get down the field, basically flip it, get inside their 40 or whatever it was, and then a little dump off pass to DeAndre Torrey. And I'm not really blaming him here because he was doing extra things throughout the game and they were hugely successful, especially in the first quarter. So he fumbles. Okay. They get the ball, right? And you're like, well, that didn't lead to points because, you know, made him punt. Then that's the punt that was muffed, and then, you know, touchdown. We're not sitting there under at the 5 yard line trying to receive a punt if we don't fumble up there. I mean, at the very least. And so that's the hockey assist to points that I'm talking about. Field position is important. You saw that North Texas drove from the 14 all the way to, was it to the, about the 30?
30, yeah. 39, something like that.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, if that ball is at the 20 or if it's at the, you know, the 30, then those, you know, handful of plays. Sure, the play call things maybe change a little bit, but you have a little bit more time on the clock. All these other things. Field position matters. It's important. That's what special teams is about. And, well, that's what the whole team is about. And I think they failed there. And then I think the defense played well.
The defense did play well. Like I said, they held them to only two touchdowns and five field goals. They disrupted Jamar Smith quite a bit. Obviously, they couldn't get home to him as much as they did against the other four teams they played this season because of how good the La Tech offensive line was. And you saw this as well when they played against LSU, how much pressure they weren't allowing. And on the flip side, the La Tech defensive line was putting up a lot of pressure on North Texas.
Well, it was that one, dude. And that's, again, it's another thing that reminds me of that UTSA game. Like UTSA was bringing pressure, but they were relying a lot on Marcus Davenport. Yeah. Here, I mean, like I said it before, I was like, you know, they'll sit back in a zone if they think that, you know, they can get to our dude with just their one guy. And I mean, he was a handful. That Seth Luttrell after the game was talking about the things that they try to do. They try to chip him. They try to hit him differently. And, you know, it didn't work.
Riley Mayfield, he tried, but he was getting knocked on his ass.
Yeah, and I think Brammer did also. I mean, there's, like, you know, in the course, you're not going to go straight sets against anybody. I mean, like, you're going to lose a couple of battles here and there. I thought overall the defense won enough battles to win the game. I mean, again, you talk to a defensive coordinator, probably Troy Reffin, and say, hey, is that true? He's like, well, we allowed 31 points, so no. But, I mean, they were at a point where, you know, it was mostly fine. They could have been fine. I'm saying the score wrong again, aren't I?
It was 29-27.
Yeah. I was saying we got it, whatever. But, yeah, 29 points is too many points. It's not what you think of a good enough defense, right? You know, we're not going to win games allowing 29 points.
Especially so far this season from what we've seen from North Texas.
Yeah. What we were concerned with, number one, right, I wrote about it and I said it, and then we were talking about it in the podcast, is that Jamar Smith would be able to get out of a sure thing sack, turn up the field, and flick it down the field. I don't know if those – he did all three of those things, like escape, get it to a playmaker – or escape and then kind of toss it up. I don't know if that whole thing, you know, it was like Matt Davis style where he escaped, throws it 50 yards for a touchdown.
I didn't see many of those.
No, but I thought he did enough and that it got at least one corner benched.
Yeah.
The Cam Johnson came in. And, I mean, he got highlight reeled. Rashid Barnett leaped over him and caught it.
I mean, that you can't help. Even if that was Nate Brooks, even if that was – if you get jumped over like that, I mean, that's – Can you defend that?
If you
just attack the ball better.
Again, I don't know anything about anything, right? But I was a defensive back, and then I could just hear my coaches yelling to go attack the football. Don't wait for it to come to you. Go get it. Mm-hmm. You could probably say, "Hey Cam, you didn't really look like you were going to get it," and he'd probably say, "Shut up! You don't play football. You don't know." But I mean, I don't know. But I think something happened because he was getting attacked, and I thought he had some good effort plays. I think there's a couple times that you asked, like, what are you doing, Cam Johnson? Because he, like, bailed, I think, trying to cover deep third, and then, you know, they caught a little curl route on him. And he'd given up, like, 15 yards already. So they benched him. They stuck in Jordan Roberts, who, what Seth Luttrell said, that they like him. He's physical. And I thought this was telling, and you can tell me if I'm maybe just reading too much into it. He was like, we like that he, you know, he had his eyes in the right place.
Yeah, and he is fast. He saw the ball come out, and he attacked the receiver. You saw it a lot of times. He hit Bonnet pretty hard on a couple of those outs. And yeah, his closing speed is tremendous.
Yeah, so if you didn't notice yet, normally we have Keymon Hall out there. He hurt his shoulder, and he was out pretty much for most of the snaps in the second quarter. And so we stuck Cam Johnson out there. He was number 11. And I saw him get beat a lot. And I don't think that Tech knew that it was not Keymon Hall.
And J-Mo wasn't looking that way. He was looking the other.
Yeah, I mean, here's about two things. Like, one, they didn't have any plays that said, look at me first. You know what I mean? They had plays to look elsewhere. And then two, yeah, you're right. He didn't go through his progressions a couple times. There was one, they had that little full house backfield where they have that diamond behind him. Mm-hmm. He did a play fake, and then he stared down Teddy Veal and fired it into him. But if he would have looked at his next read, the guy was running free in the end zone. I think he tried eventually to sneak it back there, but it was too late. And so I can see what Tech fans complain about that guy. You know, like, I think, what was he, like 20 of 37? Is that what the numbers say?
No, I think it's a little bit more than that. 20 of 39.
30, yeah, that's about 50% passing, but he threw for, what, 280 yards or something like that?
230.
So, I mean, you look at that, you're like, well, that's not that great. But he got the ball to his dudes.
They moved the chains, and you know, last week I was telling you that they were going to attack the edges, and that's exactly what they did. And those, instead of screens, they passed it for 9 yards, and their guy would get tackled, and he'd gain one more yard, and they'd move the chains.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was the deal. It happened a few times on Cam Johnson when they started picking on him. I don't know exactly what they saw. We're not privy to their scouting reports. But they started throwing it that way and seeing if he could make a play. I don't have the numbers in front of me of passes caught or the yards gained on the dude, but he did allow the touchdown on that sort of little scramble play. It was like late, Jamar Smith. I can't forget his name. I want to call him Teddy, whatever, because you're talking about other NFL quarterbacks.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah. So he's rolling left, and he had nobody there. I think was it Hardy was kind of standing on the sideline, like as the play was designed to kind of just be a short outlet. But then he starts moving. He kind of eventually did a little slant, and then he caught that. And Cam Johnson, he couldn't rip it out of his hands, and it was a touchdown. I mean,
Hardy is good.
He's a big dude. So those are what I'm saying is, like, we lost our star corner, right? Mm-hmm. Number one corner. We put in a guy, he did okay, but not okay enough. And then we put in the third quarter, and he kind of shored things up a little bit. I think we're going to see more Jordan Roberts on the depth chart, especially if Keymon Hall's out. I mean, we don't know anything.
If Keymon Hall doesn't come back, we might see more Jordan Roberts. But we hope that Keymon Hall can come back. Shoulder injuries can linger.
Yeah.
And it can hurt.
Yeah, I hurt my shoulder. My shoulder injuries, and I'm just a guy.
Yesterday, I'm drinking beer.
It's too much. Usually, I pour it into my face. But, all right, so I say all that and to get to the point that North Texas is not in a bad spot, right? This
not
is a battle. They won some battles. I thought Rico Bussey was balling out. I don't have his numbers in front of me. What is it?
I got it. 9 receptions, 112 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, it didn't have his targets. I think it was targeted like 13, 14 times, something like that. So I guess we can talk about this point. What did you think of the late game go routes to him?
I think those were designed. We were talking when we were on the sideline talking about are they just going to go attack Rico Bussey this time? And that's exactly what they did. Unfortunately, look, that his corner was just all over him. And I don't know if it was underthrown from what I was seeing, or that corner was just on top of things.
Was it L'Jarius Sneed? He on that final one that he almost intercepted, and my heart kind of fell into my stomach. He basically had that intercepted. That was just great coverage, and that's what somebody told me. They're like, "What? Why do they keep throwing to that number 8 guy? Because that guy was all over him." I was like, "Well." Yeah, well,
you got to let him.
You
win
have
those
to
battles.
Do that. Yeah, and he had up to that point. I mean, you know, I think he caught a long one on him. Here's a point that I made before the Arkansas game, right? I said, we don't have a Preston Williams, right? Like a guy, was he 6'5 or something like that? You can just throw the ball up to, and then he'll just go grab it, like, and do acrobatic catches. And you're just like, wow, how'd he do that, right? We don't have that guy.
We don't have a Bonnet.
Yeah, and everybody told me, a lot of people were like, Rico Bussey's really good and he can go do all those things. And I'm like, yeah, he's really good. But I don't know, there's an extra step. There's a couple times where Rico Bussey's running and the ball comes over his shoulder and kind of goes through his hands a couple times. Like, that's a thing. And, you know, Jalen Guyton has the dropsies right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He had him in, like, warm-up, you said.
Yeah, yeah. He was double catching balls during warm-ups. So I don't know if it's concentration thing, if it's just in his head now or what.
It could be. I don't know. He has a hand injury or something like that. It's hard to tell. We're not going to speculate because I don't want anybody to say, well, the Mean Green Nation podcast said that his hand fell off. No.
What had happened was.
So that's kind of an issue. And that's what I'm saying. It's like we needed a guy to make a play. We don't have that level guy. And to say that is not saying that our guys are bad. We just don't have
the elite.
Yeah. And I thought that was a little bit of the difference there, that we said, hey, Jamar Smith is going to be able to chuck the ball up on the sideline, and they have dudes that are going to go up and get it and make a play. You're going to be a little discouraged, like, how is that 3rd and 14? You throw for 16 yards. Or how is that, you know, 3rd and 12, and then you just, like you said, throw it up to a guy short, he breaks a tackle and squeezes for it. How do you stop that? Well, it's very difficult to do it. I thought that the defense did a great job holding them to field goals early. But Seth Luttrell was complaining about explosives. There was a couple long runs there that were pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, to start out the game, you had that one explosive run play that La Tech had. I mean, UNT had its fair share of explosive plays, but mm-hmm. a lot of those were brought back from that one holding call, that phantom holding call. So that was an issue there.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was a lot there on offense, especially, that we could say, that could have been better, and that could have been better. And in that way, I mean, that's what we're saying. So I've been saying it's like the offense hasn't been clicking where you're just like, they're going to do something amazing here.
I mean, credit to them, though. The offense, the North Texas offense, easily had 22 carries for 118 yards, a touchdown. Bussey had 112 yards. You know, Mason Fine had 296 yards. So he was almost hitting 300 yards, three touchdowns, 22 for 35. So the offense was there. And these are stats for just 3 minutes three quarters of football. This is North Texas for three quarters.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they ended up having, 420-something yards of offense there.
Yeah.
I think, like I said, I'm not saying that the offense is bad, because they weren't. They're not bad. I mean, obviously it was a close game. But they're not at the point where you can say, oh, man, that was, like, exceptional there. Like, that's why that defense is tremendous and make extra. You give them extra points.
Yeah, and they don't have, like, on either side of the ball, they don't have a Jalen Ferguson. They don't have an Adrian Hardy. I mean, credit to Rico Bussey. He's great. Jalen Guyton, he's great, but they're not at the elite level yet, like those kinds of guys are.
Yeah, 5.9 yards per play, and I think for a good portion of the game, it was in the eighth or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, the offense came out and scored 21 straight points, right? That was great. And they held a good offense, a capable offense, to a couple field goal drives, right? That was cool. And then somebody texted me, they're like, how come we stop scoring? I mean, they did a good job. Their defense played well. Jalen Ferguson started sacking Mason Fine. There was one where we got sacked, and then Mason Fine hits like a big play. There was like a big run to get us out of there. There was another third down conversion, like 3rd and 14, I think, and then he got a 16-yard pass like to Guyton. Like, Guyton played well down the stretch, down late. They were there, but then you don't want a 3rd and 15 conversion, right? And I think, I forget the third down conversions I was looking for them right now. They're not super amazing. It's not the kind of efficiency that you expect. And it really hasn't been there a whole lot. I'm seeing third down conversion, 40%, which is decent, but it's not great. And, I mean, some of that was like the final drive when I think they completed a couple third down conversions. Overall, you like the run game, yes. But the short running game let the team down late. There was that.
Yeah, when Easley was out of the game.
Yeah, and I don't know what the status of his injury is. They didn't say anything about it, but he's getting treatment. Mason Fine was getting treatment. He was limping all over the field. Yeah. EJ Ajia was kind of limping a little bit. He came out.
Taylor Robinson.
Yeah, Taylor Robinson got injured. there's a lot of stuff that happened in that game. And, I mean, Seth Attell talked about the adversity the way he always does in the second quarter. I asked him about, you know, hey, did the offense get out of rhythm? And he said he doesn't know, but, you know, you're not supposed to. You got to be ready to play.
Yeah, coaches, when you can't play.
Players, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it did. 11 minutes. It was like 18-play drive, 3-minute drive, three and out, and then another 8-minute drive. That's how one way that you defend really high up tempo, high powered offenses is by not giving them the ball,
not allowing them on the field.
Best defense, great offense.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying about you know the game was decided in the second quarter when they weren't allowed to actually get on the field. North Texas had 2-3 and outs early on in the mm-hmm. Second quarter before La Tech went on for that 18-play. Yeah. 11-minute drive or 8-minute drive?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And I don't really like the time of possession is less important than the number of plays it ran. Like, you know, having an 8-minute drive for 10 minutes is one thing. It's fine. You know, it sometimes happens. But if you have 18 plays just in a row, that's 18 plays you got to defend. That you're using up, you know, your energy there. But I thought the defense down the stretch played well in spite of that.
They did. They did. Some of those conversions were given to them by penalties.
Yeah.
But like that uncatchable pass interference in the end zone.
Yeah.
That was one big one. So it kind of deflates the defense. It took the crowd out, that's for sure, when the offense, that La Tech was, offense was on the field for so long. Mm-hmm. It took the crowd out, and that really helped.
I mean, you want to be more consistent. There were two quarters where North Texas didn't score, and one quarter where they only scored one touchdown. You got to score those field goals, right? Those are 6 points left on the board, on the field, I guess, you know? Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, one would change the calculus of the other, blah, blah, blah. But those are two misses. You need those. You needed everything that you could get tonight because the offense wasn't great and there were injuries, right? You need people to step up. I know that's what everybody's going to say, right? They'll step up, you know, next man up, that kind of thing. This is a bad loss in terms of where it puts in our
positioning, time. Yeah.
Yeah. 0-1 is not a big deal, but 0-1 in a division to a team that may not lose the rest of the way in their division.
Maybe.
I mean, here's the thing. They got to lose twice, though. They lose once and they're tied. And then they got to lose twice because North Texas loses the head-to-head. So that's it. That's why you're so far behind. North Texas needs to win out and then get Tech to lose twice.
Are you looking up their upcoming schedule?
Yeah, I'm going to grab it right now, but what do you think there's a loss in their lives?
Well, it just depends on what they, I don't know their schedule, but yeah, you know, we just got to take care of business with our depth. But, you know, I don't know if it's an excuse or reasoning for it, but you know, this is the third year with Littrell.
Mm-hmm.
So he still hasn't replenished the roster that he took over 3 years ago when they were short 14 scholarship players. So I don't think that the depth is there.
Well, I think they said the depth was more there than it had ever been, especially on defense. I think Gio was saying that it's great to have guys that can step in so not everybody's tired like we were last year. Apparently that was an issue. He had said that at media days. But I understand what you're saying. I know what you're getting at there.
I just don't think we're there yet as a complete team. As a team like La Tech, where they can just put in guys in and out and still maintain a certain level of production. And, you know, at a high level, UNT can produce, but when you start putting in their second and third string guys, I think that's where they're going to immediately start faltering. You saw that against SMU at the end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said there. I thought, though, that the defense played well all the way up until the end, and even including the end. They got the offensive ball for one last shot to win it.
Yeah,
and, you know, I always say that. That's really what you want your defense to be able to get you the ball one last time so your offense can go win it. And you want your offense to be able to go win it, you know? That's the other thing. I mean, no one aspect of the team can win or lose the game all by itself. But I think if you want to apportion blame, we haven't had to do this yet, first loss of the year.
Yeah.
You apportion some blame, it's offense, it's special teams and then offense and then defense in that order, yeah?
Yeah. Defense was the one that held them to field goals. Defense was the one that forced punts when the offense needed another opportunity. So yeah, that's I agree with you.
But credit to Tech, they were good. They were as advertised. The game was as advertised.
It was entertaining.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were some highlight plays that I don't think anybody wants to see anymore, like the Rasheed Bennett. leap and catch over Cam Johnson. I feel bad for Cam because he's going to have to remember that game the whole time. He's going to be gift forever. What else? Like the crowd, 30,105.
Record-setting crowd. Yeah, they were loud. They were energetic.
Yeah, the North Texas chant. You could hear it inside the press box, which is pretty good. What is the word?
Protected, sealed off, tempered glass. Yeah.
You can't really hear too much, even though you know it's pretty loud.
Yeah.
But the North Texas chant.
We can barely hear the announcer. That's how quiet it is.
I know some people down there said that their ears were buzzing because it was so loud. And I was like, wow, that's good.
That's big time football.
Hearing is effective. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great atmosphere. It was super loud on the field when we went down like towards the end of the game for the final drive. And, I mean, it was set up perfectly for a game-winning field goal, that kind of thing. But it was not to be. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I don't know. I'm not really disappointed about it. I'm sad. Like, that should have been.
Yeah, I'm football sad. But I'm not blaming. I'm not going to blame anybody from North Texas. Say that they lost it for this reason. There were so many opportunities for them to win it, like the Darden 2-point conversion where he fell short by 6 inches, maybe. Mm-hmm. Cole Hedlund's kick that hit the upright, 6 inches there, and then the slap. We were on the field. I heard a slap, slap, his foot slapping the ball, and then hands slapping the football.
I heard the awful cheer of their little section, like. It's funny, you know, you're in the game or, you know, at the stadium, you can hear that it's like 85% crowd cheering. And when the road team does anything, it's like, whoa, just like a little tiny crowd noise. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, that's never good. Yeah. Small crowd noise.
I was trying to follow the football with my phone because I was trying to get a video of the game-winning field goal.
You
and
did
I was looking
classic.
For it. Where did it go? Oh.
Yeah. That was bad. And that was disappointing. Here's the thing is that we did the exact same thing to them in Ruston last year, right? They missed a field goal that ended the game. North Texas ran the ball out.
This is good football. It's what it is. Maybe it means no conference championship, and that's what a goal for any team should be at this point.
But it is primarily entertainment, and I was entertained last night.
It was a good game.
All of this is a little bit more interesting, I think, maybe. I mean, would you say this is one of the games that we should have won? Like, I know you were saying, we're going to lose one, and it's going to be something that we don't deserve to lose.
This one, I think we should have won. The La Tech offense was not consistently great, even though they were marching along and eating up time.
Yeah.
I think we were the better team. They scored on opportunities that we gave them on the fumbles. We didn't use up opportunities or take advantage of opportunities to convert either field goals or 2-point conversions. We should have won it. We lost it.
Yeah, they didn't miss a field goal, right? They didn't turn the ball over. And that was really the game. Like you know, the mistakes. It's not that the offense put them in position. You know, their offense got them in position to kick field goals also, but they just made them. And it's stupid to look down at one little thing that could have been better. And, you know, the answer is don't leave it down to one or two things going your way in this situation.
Yeah,
I thought they were a little lenient, a little generous with the pass interference, but I think they could have overcome it, and they had opportunities to do
definitely
the same thing.
Their secondary was a little questionable. La Tech secondary, even though the guy
Sneed,
covering was covering Bussey great, but Lawrence was open quite a bit. The only reason that Fine wasn't seeing him was because he was already having to scramble to get away from Jalen Ferguson, and so that made up for all the, you know, the deficiencies in La Tech's secondary.
Coming into the game, I thought we'd win enough of those battles, and we're going to lose some of those battles. And that's basically what happened. I mean, Rico Bussey had a good game. Down the stretch, I mean, converting key third and 10 plus, third and longs, with the pass game was, you know, like, again, that's what it comes down to. Like, when you absolutely need it and everything's on the line, can you execute?
Can somebody step up and do it?
And for the most part, that drive was a game-winning drive, right? I mean, it was Amik Robertson's flying in to block it away from being a game-winning drive, and we're saying, wow, what effort from everybody along that line. It's that's the way the game goes, and I'm, you know, you try to keep that in perspective. I'm not like, I'm not super sad and whatever, but I do think that this has a potential to be the kind of, was it the slow knife from Batman, the final Batman, the one that takes its time.
Yeah.
Because let's say everything, say North Texas wins out the rest of the way and Tech does the same thing, then, you know, the one loss early in the season dooms you.
And it hangs over your head the rest of the time. But I don't think the team's going to see that because, you know, this is only the fifth game of the season. There's how many more?
A lot.
The math. Eight more games.
Yeah, you have my phone, so I can't.
Yeah. So we were looking at the La Tech schedule.
Yeah.
And I think there's games there that La Tech could lose.
So next up is UAB, which I think is tough. UAB.
It would
tough.
Be tough for...
When North Texas plays UAB in Birmingham, that's going to be tough. I mean, as tough.
Is UAB at La Tech?
Yes. It's in Ruston. See, that's what I'm saying. Here's Louisiana Tech's schedule. Home to UAB. They visit San Antonio. They are home to UTEP. And then they travel to Boca Raton. And then they got a Mississippi State game in there, and then they play Rice. Rice might be tough, and it might be tough playing Rice after Mississippi State.
They could run all over La Tech.
Yeah. And then you got Southern Miss, and that's away. And that's going to be tough because Southern Miss gave Auburn a game yesterday.
Yeah.
And then finally they close it out with Western Kentucky.
I feel like Southern Miss is actually a good team. Better than I expected them to be, at least.
Yeah, they're tough, and they got talent. And, I mean, I don't know. Those games when everybody else is playing conference games, and or like Southern Miss already played a conference game, and then they go stop down play an SEC game. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, and that's what La Tech's gonna have to do with Mississippi State. Although, does Mississippi State suck again?
No, they're good.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
Can I read the standings real quick?
Yeah.
In the East Division, Marshall, FIU, Middle Tennessee, all with one win in the league play. Middle Tennessee got gutsy, beat FAU on the road. Was that at home? That was at home. Yeah, that was in
at Middle Tennessee. Yeah,
that was at Murfreesboro. They went for two. They were down. I think it was by 10 or something like that. Came back, scored the game tying touchdown, 38 seconds left, but then decided to go for two instead of kicking it, and that won the game essentially. Charlotte's 1-1. So FAU, West Kentucky, Old Dominion. All with losing records. 0-1, 0-1, and then Old Dominion 0-2. Over on our side, Tech 1-0, UAB 1-0, Southern Miss 1-0, and UTSA 1-0. They beat UTEP, who was awful. But UTEP, they came back in that one. That was
almost.
Yeah. But we have the best record, 4-1. First loss of the season. It hurts. It always hurts.
But we're 4-1. I don't know. I've never been able to say that.
Well, yeah, I mean, this has been really good, you know, this whole season, but it is disappointing, like, that's what I'm saying. I don't think there's any way around it.
Yeah, it's a gut punch.
Yeah, it's the season's not going to feel the same. People are not going to be as excited, even though anything can happen, right? Just a week ago, it looked like North Texas is going to blow everybody out.
I think La Tech can lose a couple games.
Isn't that bittersweet, though? Like, do you want to lose to a team that can lose a bunch of games at any time?
that's just how football go.
It is. I mean, the other part is, like, obviously these two games, you want to win. You want to win them both. I thought we could probably sneak away with a win in this one, the UAB.
We should have.
And the FAU one, because I thought those are going to be tough. You know, like you said, USM is going to be better. And, you know, we still don't even know what FAU is going to be at the end of the season.
Mm.
There was a time when we looked on the schedule, we're like, well, UTSA, you know, that's going to be the toughest game. And then they weren't, right? It was that last year, that was an escape. And then UTSA turns out to be terrible. You know what I mean? Mm. So you kind of maybe feel like, why did it take a, you know, Herculean effort to win that
game winning drive?
That is the game. That's the way it works. Last year, Tech and UAB and who else did we beat with one possession? UTSA, we're all feeling this same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we're so close. We're right there. And it just didn't work out. And we were feeling good about ourselves, right? Hopping up and down. That's the flip side of it.
It just depends on which way the ball bounces.
Yeah. And this time it bounced their way.
Several times.
But yeah, incredible atmosphere. I saw the La Tech AD was like, "Oh yeah, Ren Baker, you're awesome." I've never seen a Conference USA venue that had that kind of atmosphere. Yeah, great. That was a great crowd. I'd never seen the wing filled up that big.
I know. I've never seen it like that. It was a near sellout.
Yeah. What is the capacity again?
3850, I think.
Okay, and then they had 3105. Yeah. I think you could always get 27 plus if this team is good all the time, mm-hmm. and there's decent enough weather.
That's a lot. I mean, for the Army game, we brought 26.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we can consistently bring in 24,000 people, that's a far cry from what we were doing before.
Yeah, I don't think North Texas was regularly in the 20s for a while. This is like 98% passing and just one thing that drops you below. So what does this mean for the season? We just said it. It means we need to root for La Tech to lose twice and then North Texas to win out in conference play to get back to the West champs.
Which is tough. It's difficult to win out for us, and it's going to be difficult for them to win out too. I mean, it's asking a lot for the – there's a lot of football left, mm-hmm. and it's nigh impossible to be able to win out.
Yeah, I forget the number of teams that have won out. I think I looked it up last season when FAU did it. But, yeah, I agree. There's a lot of parity in this conference. North Texas still looks like the best team the rest of the way compared to everybody else. But if Tech plays like this everywhere, or they play like this at home, they're good. But you can definitely see the holes in their game.
Yeah, yeah. If they play like this for the rest of the season, then they're going to lose some games.
Yeah, I do think that I saw, you know, friend of the show, Greg, he said that I think if you're North Texas, you got to feel good that La Tech had to give, you know, a good, perfect game. But I don't know if they played perfectly. They played really well, though.
They did play really well.
And they didn't turn the ball over, you know, and on the road. The crowd did affect them, though, that North Texas chant immediately after sack and then at the throwaway.
That's why you got to get the crowd in there.
And then finally, I think, you know, North Texas feels good because, like, hey, we didn't play well. We had some adversity, and we were one play away from winning the game.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they almost lost the game, basically, after committing several mistakes.
Yeah, and, I mean, that's not bad. I think it's disappointing for everybody if this season ends 11-1, we go to bowl game, win a bowl game. Everybody's going to feel mostly okay and then just like feel like this one's just sticking. You
it's going to be that one game.
But that again, that's college football for you. That's the fun part.
Early on in the season.
You know, again, I felt this way also after the UTSA game in 2013 when UTSA came to Denton. Everybody's walking out, you know, chanting their UTSA chant. And, you know, people are like, oh, I hate UTSA now. It was like the seed of everybody's hate. In this quote unquote rivalry, I think this kind of stokes the flames a little bit between our two programs, Louisiana Tech. They're a quality program. They've always been right. They have a rich history. They got Hall of Famers on their side. So Steelers Hall of Famers also.
Yeah, Terry Bradshaw. Yeah. But I think there's more respect there than
I mean, and there's a lot of reasons for that. I think maybe Tech fans are a little bit classier in a different way. I mean,
that too.
They literally have been there before. They've been good and they've been in this league a long time. I think they did look down on us when they were in the WAC for a bit. And they're like, oh, we're La Tech and we don't associate with. Anyway, my point is that we went over there last season, got a win on you know, game winning field goal thing. They do the same here, right? Block a kick. That makes it fun. And La Tech was like, was beefing a little bit with Western Kentucky because they would always play, you know, these cross-rival games and then meet in the conference championship game, it seemed. Now it's good to have, you know, a team you can butt heads with and you feel...
A good team to butt heads
with. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, that was... If there's a team to lose to, I'd think the betting favorites to win the West before the season, Tech, is a team to lose to. You can feel okay about losing to FAU. You don't want to lose to Charlotte or...
Right, UTEP.
Yeah,
or...
those are bad losses. So I don't know. Disappointed, but you got to get.
Yeah, definitely disappointed. You know, you don't want to lose these games. We're not saying that it's fine. We lost. It's okay. It's okay. We lost to La Tech. It's never okay to lose, but you have to be realistic and say you can't You can't have a we're not UCF. We're not going to have a perfect season. We don't have a Shaquem Griffith or Griffin on our defensive line. But hey, they're playing all three phases. We had a game where we were we figured out what our deficiencies were or what our mistakes could be, and so we're gonna figure that out and come back and whoop UTEP next week.
Yeah, that's at UTEP, and that's the only thing that makes it crazy. That's always tough to go to El Paso, man, playing UTEP. I don't know, man. I keep coming back to these other things. I'm concerned about these injuries. I don't think we know too much yet. As of this recording, I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about Lauren Easley.
Yeah, Keymon Hall, Mason Fine. I think Mason Fine being injured down the stretch had some effect on the play calling.
Yeah, I saw lots of running when that happened.
Yeah, I mean, it all sucks. Just like everything, why did it all have to happen here? I mean, that's the game, though. And I think there were some question marks about the depth. Not really like big, like, they probably suck, and so we don't want them in, but like, can they maintain the same kind of level?
Yeah.
And I thought they mostly did. The other thing is that they didn't really believe that they could get to Jamar Smith with the pass rush, and then they also didn't like the fact when they were bringing pressure, that would just leave these one-on-one battles out there. And I thought they did good. I know Kyrie Muhammad had a couple points. He did a good job adjusting, and I think he broke up a pass that forced a field goal early in the game. Mm-hmm. And they tried to stick him on single coverage out there. I thought the defense played really well. Just
yeah, and they responded to being beat by Bonnet and Hardy so much is that they started just switching off, playing more of a zone with those guys, and that helped reduce the opportunities that they had to be open.
Yeah, but I mean, they gave Jamar Smith too much time doing that, right? Yeah, you know, he was just kind of standing there, rushing three, moving. Yeah, I mean, that's the trade off you get, and if you want to say the defense could have been better, you're not wrong. It could have been, but you know, like you said, did they do enough to win? Yeah, you know, in some other game. We win that game. Some other version where the offense doesn't turn the ball over.
If we play again, yeah.
Yeah. But you can't do that, you know. So, tough loss early. Great crowd. Great atmosphere. Did you like the Mean Joe statue?
It was pretty. I liked it. It sure took a long time to... It's a statue. But, yeah, it took a long time to finally get the statue revealed.
Like, yeah. What were they waiting on?
Well...
For it to set?
Yes, Mattress had a speech, yeah. And then Baker had a speech, and then Mean Joe Green, he just talked for like 45 minutes. You remember when you and me, we went down to the corner store, and we got this funny, some corn nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. And then he went to the next guy. Remember Tony Dorsett? Yeah, we did this thing, and that was for about 45 minutes, and that's when the sun came out. People were baking. And then finally, they had a Coke representative there.
What?
To actually pull down the sheet.
Yeah.
And when he said that, the whole crowd goes, oh! They were ready. And finally, when they're pulling the sheet off, in a very North Texas fashion, they didn't have a way to pull it off.
Mm.
They just started tugging at it. And it took a few more minutes to finally get the sheet off. But, yeah.
Well, look, we're not unveiling statues on the daily here. Everybody had to figure that out. Number two, I think when they unveil a statue of you someplace, you can tell for whatever for however long you want about whatever you want. Yeah, it's great that they honored him. I mean, they had Franco Harris there, and he's wearing his Hall of Fame jersey. All that's cool. It's a cool moment for a lot of fans. You see, really talented players associated here. It's good for everybody. And I don't even care that like, well, it's a big day. You're gonna be sad that you lost on this big day. I mean, yeah, you want to win every game.
For sure. But this one in particular.
Yeah, I think there's some good things to take away here. I mean, you can be proud of this North Texas team still, even if you're a little disappointed in the way they played.
Yeah, and this is a different team than when La Tech came here last time when we lost, score doesn't even matter. It's like 50-something to 14. Mm-hmm. It was just a huge dominating win by La Tech. And this one was what I mentioned last week, smash mouth football. And it was entertaining. It was a good football game to watch. And this is the kind of stuff you want to watch from your team. Sure, it might be great to watch North Texas just dominate a team, 40-17 or whatever. But in terms of entertainment value, this was up there for a great game.
Yeah, again, I think you play a lot of classic games against these your conference opponents that that builds respect for your conference and your team. And I think there's a lot of good that can come from this game. It was Conference USA's game of the week. It was on beIN Sports. And even if you can't, the people that could get it, get yeah, beIN Sports. It is our really, it's really our over-the-air option, right? You know, like, I mean, nobody, you can't, you sure you can stream ESPN Plus, but not a whole lot of people are doing it. You know, like, there's no other option. I think CBS Sports Network is probably the better one.
And even then,
that's harder to get for a lot of people too. So the conference has a bad TV deal. That beIN Sports contract was good at one time. Not so
yeah,
good.
When it was on more providers.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say as we close this up and look forward to UTEP?
We're still going to have a good season.
Yeah.
It's premature. I mean, as fans, we can talk about conference championships, but we don't know how the season's going to turn out. Not just for us, as fun as it might be to prognosticate and fantasize, but we don't know how it's going to turn out for other football teams as well. Yeah. So La Tech might lose to Southern Miss. They might lose to FAU. That'd be great. They might lose to Western Kentucky. Who knows?
Yeah. I think the other part is that North Texas needs to play well the rest of the way.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You can't. It's not 100% in their control, but they can put themselves in the very best position where if Tech does lose two games, it means that North Texas is in the conference championship game, not just, you know.
Yeah.
You got to win the rest, and I think the rest are winnable.
They are, but there's at least a couple that will be key matchups. UAB, you said, it's going to be the same kind of football team as La Tech in a sense.
They're going to try to grind the clock out. They're going to run the ball. They'll have some of those 12 play drives if you let them.
But I think we can handle that.
I mean, I thought we could handle Louisiana Tech too. I mean, yeah. I think you've seen North Texas play their worst game this season. But it was not, you can see that the worst things, the things that are bad about this team, were a lot of the same similar things that we saw against SMU. A couple times we're like, well, the offense didn't really score in the first half. You felt like the score could have been more against SMU. They left some points on the field. South Charles has been saying that every time. Mm-hmm. You leave points on the field against a good team, you know, they're not going to just give the ball right back to you the way Arkansas did.
Happens, yeah.
They're going to drive down and you give them a chance to score again. They're going to go score one of those times. They got talented players. So there's room to improve from North Texas. I think you're concerned about the defense now that Kimon Hall is maybe out.
Yeah. I mean, Jordan Roberts did a good enough job. And I don't know how many Adrian Hardys we're going to go up against as the season goes along.
Quez Watkins is good from USM.
Yeah, it's there's going to be a few teams that have good talent on them, but not all of them. So you know, our guys just need to step up and take on that responsibility.
Yeah, I agree. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to the Mean Green Nation podcast. If we sound different, it is because we are different. Today, Mean Green Nation headquarters is on the road. It's a mobile headquarters.
At my house.
Yeah, and I'm beIN held here against my will, pretty much. Aldo's been a good host, and I don't know if we're gonna do a midweek podcast about UTEP because I don't know if anybody really wants to know about UTEP.
They're probably not gonna listen to it.
Yeah, but we'll see what's up. I mean, I don't want to think about UTEP too much. They're bad. They gave UTSA a good game, which I figured they would because
it's UTSA.
Yeah, UTSA is not really good, but I think UTSA they're getting a little bit better, and then they ended up winning late. But they barely beIN him. It was like 30-21 or something.
Yeah, and I don't want to make this into a La Tech podcast, but I think from here on out, we're going to have to pay attention to what they're doing and how they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, we came in with some question marks, but we felt good. I think that Tech is who at least I kind of suspected. They have a quarterback that can make plays, but he also is pretty inefficient. 20-39 is not ideal. They have a run game that can move the ball. They had Jaquizz Dancy out, but Israel Tucker is good. And then I think we talked about them. So they're kind of a 1-2 punch. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're both talented and they both, you know, they got guys that can catch the ball, make plays after the catch.
Definitely. I think what's going to falter for La Tech going forward is their rush defense. They're going against some good running teams like UAB and FAU. Yeah. And that might be what does it for them.
Yeah. North Texas almost, I mean, they had a game. Closing, I mean, well, they had a clutch drive, right? And it was primarily runs. And even though it was a couple passes to Rico Bussey for the score, that was basically a sweep. It was a run.
Forward lateral.
Yeah. And then on the other side, I mean, I thought Tech gave up a lot of runs. North Texas' run game was looked real good, especially with Lauren Easley out there. But he's
dominating and breaking tackles. Oh,
hopefully he's okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see. I didn't even get to see what happened to him.
I didn't see either. I just knew he was down, and that was it.
Yeah. So bad there. Tech's good. That was a good team to lose to, even though we're all sad about it. But
We won't be sad next week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think what's going to happen is like, oh, yeah, we beat him. God, why didn't we do this a lot? That's what's going to happen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, go Mean Green.
Go Mean Green.